I invite you to close your eyes and completely relax every muscle that's within your body. Allow everything to just soften. Feel yourself supported by the chair if you are sitting in a chair. Feel yourself supported if you are lying down. Allow everything around you now to support you. Know that there is an entourage with you 24/7, constantly sending you love and support. And from this place, this love lounge, if you will, let us welcome in Kryon and the message for the evening.
Greetings, dear ones. Is energetic protection really needed? I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service asking a question that most metaphysical old souls would say, absolutely it is. I've been doing it for years. Of course we need protection because there are negative things out there. And there are. And there always have been. Let's back up. For those of you who probably have not heard of this before, there are many processes needed in an older energy especially that almost all healers would use, those who begin meditation would use, and almost anyone who was interested in the purest energy they could have, and it's called protection. The protection is an idea that as you sit there and you open your heart and you open all of those other parts and pieces of you, that you become vulnerable to any negative thing or any dark consciousness that might be around. This actually is a very valid thing, and it's been seen for years. So we would have to then go back for a moment to the first channeling of this month to say that the metaphysics of old, it's not the same metaphysics of now at all. I wish you could see the difference. I wish I could paint a picture for you that showed you where the light was, where the dark was, where the light is now, where the dark is now. And we call this a light-dark quotient. It's the measurement, if you wish, of the amount of light and dark that would be in proportion to each other. I'll tell you, in the past, let's even go back 30 years, 40 years, there was a very profound dark-light balance that featured the dark. Are you surprised? Truly, if you looked at it in a black and white chart, the light, well, it wasn't even half of that chart. Therefore, every single time you would open a box of light, the dark would be there. Negativity would be there. Things that would want to keep the dark in charge would be there. That was what was called the light-dark balance. Now, today, right now, this moment, that chart features more light than dark. Something has happened in these last 30 years that is not a surprise. We told you these weeks ago that this was something that was predicted through the ages. A time would come when humanity started to realize a higher consciousness for itself. And the way it would work is that the old souls would see it first. The ones who had been on the planet over and over and over would become aware that something was happening. And they would be the ones that would take those new tools that appeared that they actually had expected and start working with them. The result is today you see a different metaphysics. In the second program of this month, we ask about meditation in the same vein, in the same way. In the third message of this month, we spoke about that which is clearing the same way. If the energy has changed, then perhaps the tools will change as well. Those power tools you used to use to get through the dark energy and all, well, they become useless if the dark energy is not there anymore like it used to be. If light is winning and there's more of a gentle light-dark balance, what if you did not need protection in the way you used to? I'll give you an example. Protection was needed for you to travel the road of energy. If you had a road that you were on that was a metaphysical one, and it's filled with different kinds of energies, and it's at night because the dark is winning, you're going to need protection. You never know what's going to jump out at you. This was absolutely true and real. And it's in a metaphoric way. Dark doesn't jump at you, but you run into it because it's there. Where dark manifests those dark energies or negative things that you will run into because it's there, because you can't see it. You can't see it coming. And protection, well, this was what you put onto yourself in an energetic way as a shield. And then the shield would go through that like a train in the snow plows the track in front of it and moves those things that it doesn't want so it can move ahead. What if this road was no longer dark? Not only that, what if you were given a brand new set of lights? This is metaphoric. Powerful lights. That when you walked forward, they were on. And you could see in front of you exactly what was there. And so if there is a pothole that is darkness, or a pothole which is negative, or a situation, a person, anything, you see it. It's there. It's not going to run into you when you're in the dark. And so what do? You steer right. Imagine you being on the ocean at night with and without lights, with and without radar, you might say. It's like that, dear ones. In one case, you can see the rocks coming and you can steer. In another case, you can't. And you end up on the rocks, or you might have to have protection so that the rocks would then bounce off, or you would bounce off of them. Not only that, in this new light-dark balance, you have that attribute of intent. That has become stronger than ever before. You have other tools that perhaps you were not aware of. The tool of gratefulness, the tools of compassion, that when you drop into your heart, it creates intuition like you never had before, that begins to steer you left and right, even without lights. This is all part of an enhanced light worker. Are you starting to get this idea? When we discussed the clearing aspect and told you you no longer had to clear a room like you used to, but that wherever you walked, things receded from you because of your light and your energy and your high vibration, you have the same exact attribute with clearing. If you're a healer and you have a patient who's going to come into the room and something is wrong with them, in an older energy, you would have protection in case that person was carrying something that was negative. You didn't want to experience it. It's not your negativity. And so you'd protect yourself in your own way from that. Now turn the page. Here comes that same situation in a new light. In comes the patient you don't know, who could be carrying any kind of negativity or guilt or whatever. You don't want any part of it. But as soon as that patient sees you, all of those things wilt off, move away, and the patient purifies themselves. Are you ready? Because they are in your presence. Are you starting to get this? Oh, Kryon, you're talking about mastery. Oh, yes, I am. Thank you very much for recognizing that. We are. There is a major difference between the old metaphysics and the new. This may not be the last channeling where we start to show you these differences, but it's the last in a series. We want you to cognize the majesty and the power of light that you carry just walking from place to place. It truly is there. We ask you to try it, to even test it, and to see if I'm right. And those days of protection and clearing, all the things you used to do to try to battle the dark energy in an old way, it's changed, it's new. This veil has thinned to a place where that darkness doesn't have a chance, not in the way it used to. Remember the adage, light is active, dark is passive. Darkness doesn't rise up to attack light, dear ones. Although it may seem like it, it's you running into it. What happens instead is as you light the match, as we've said, darkness recedes because darkness cannot exist in light. You just didn't have enough in the past. So there was no resistance. The dark did not recede. The match you tried to light wasn't bright enough. And now it is. Are you getting this? Think of yourself as a giant, magnificent lighthouse that you are. And you are sending light in a way you never could before with energy that is spectacular. And no darkness or negative thing can exist in that presence, because you have made it so. People will say, well, I'm gonna miss the process of clearing and protection and all these. I'm gonna miss doing that because I did it automatically. Why don't you do something else magnetic, magnificence and magnetic, if you wish, that goes like this. Let this stick to you like a magnet sticks to you. A new process. Here comes an issue. Here comes a patient. Here comes you on a journey. Here comes you going into a place you're not certain of, or a situation where you need help with. And you say, dear spirit, let the light of the super consciousness, which is spirit, precede me in every step. Let it go before me. Let everyone show the safety that is here and the beauty, where no dark thing can touch it or even get close to it. Let that be me. How about that one? Be like one of those refrigerators and have that saying stuck to it, like a refrigerator magnet. You're going to say that instead of the protection that you would say before. Dear ones, it may seem fun. To some, it may seem silly. But I'll tell you, this is the new human. And this is why I came, to let you know truly who you are becoming. And so it is.